Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Femi Okay in for John and Celeste this morning. President Obama announced the end of U.S. combat operations in Iraq last August, but 2010 will most certainly go down as a tumultuous year in the region. We're going to hear now from Lubna Naji from Baghdad. Last time we spoke with Lubna, she was a medical student at Baghdad University. Lubna is now heading into her first year of residency, and John Hockenberry spoke to her last week.
I gather I should call you Dr. Naji, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
That is correct, and congratulations. This has been quite a year.
Yeah, actually, it's been an amazing year. Very, very, you know, rewarding, if I may say.
And I'm wondering if there are a lot of Iraqis like you who would answer the same to that question of how this year went for them.
Well, it depends, because when I say it's been an amazing and rewarding year, I mean with regards to my profession as a medical doctor. But, you know, personally, and also when it comes to the general concept of being an Iraqi who's living here in this country, I do not feel that positive. Actually, so it's kind of different from an individual to an individual.
But, you know, we've spoken with you on a number of occasions, and I can hear it in your voice right now, a sense of real excitement over being in a position now that you're a doctor to actually help out in your own country.
Yes, that, you know, that is correct, because, you know, you feel this sense that You've graduated from medical school and you became a doctor now, and your fellow citizens need you, especially in this city, Baghdad, which has been through a lot over the years. So you feel that it's time for you to pay your country back, to serve your country. So that is something that everyone should be proud of, I mean. But there are also so many obstacles to that, you know, corruption, bureaucracy, you know, the when it comes to the healthcare system, to public healthcare sector, there is also, you know, severe shortage of modern medications, of modern equipments that our patients need. So obviously there are a lot of frustrations that one must put up with. But at the same time, we're determined to, I don't know, fight those frustrations. We're determined to move forward and work with the best possible thing that we have, obviously.
You know, Lubna Naji, is there a particular patient? You're a pediatrician now. Is there a particular patient, the face of a child, who comes to mind as someone you are really enthusiastic about helping now, or wished you could have helped more during your education this year?
Well, actually, you know, let me just correct you here. I'm going to be a pediatric first-year resident only during the first 2 months of my first year of residency, because we take all branches during our first year. But, you know, I feel particularly passionate about Iraqi children who's got cancer and blood disorders, because this particular group of Iraqi patients, of our young children, are suffering a great deal here. You know that, you know, internationally, the cure rates of childhood leukemias and lymphomas are, you know, actually quite good. You can actually achieve a cure rate or at least some sort of remission. But here in Iraq, due to the severe shortage of medications and, you know, equipments and all these kind of things, our children are actually dying from something that we can actually prevent. We can actually fight if we just have what it takes to fight it. So that is something that is really frustrating me. It is killing me to see those little kids die just because, you know, we do not have the modern medications and equipments, considering the fact that we are a very rich country. There are vast natural resources in this country, and we are able to buy anything that we want. But at the same time, on the ground, you see that the situation in public hospitals in Baghdad is actually as miserable as it can get, and that is really frustrating.
And it's not all bombs and IEDs and bullets and that sort of thing. That's not really what we're talking about here. The health threats to young people are the fact that Iraq isn't capable of getting back to business.
True. Actually, you know, it used to be before, you know, the danger of, you know, being targeted by bombed cars and roadside bombs and all these kind of things. But the problem here, now in 2010, the security situation generally, let's say, there has been a bit of an improvement. So those incidents are not as quite, frequent as they used to be before. The threat now to our kids, to Iraqi kids, is the lack of medications and equipment, and also the lack of trained personnel, because as you know, this brain drain issue that has been quite a problem we're suffering from.
So look forward to next year. What moment do you dream of having that you weren't really able to experience this year and really for the last several years?
Wow. There are a lot of moments that I would like to experience on a personal level and on a general level. Firstly, as any Iraqi person, I would love to go out on the street without the fear that something wrong might actually happen to me or one of my loved ones. I told you before that the security situation has improved a little, but the fear is still there. The danger is still out there on the streets. So I really want to get rid of that fear. I do really want to feel safe when I'm out there on the street. As for, honestly, the moment that I do really look forward to in my next year is when I actually finish my first year of residency, because first year of residency tends to be really, really exhausting and demanding. So all I need to do is to get this year, the next year over with, so I can just, breathe easy, if you understand what I mean.
But Lubna Naji, you're an Iraqi. You can handle the stress.
Actually, yeah. But sometimes you feel that you've been actually exposed to a lot of stress and a lot of, danger. But trust me, show me a roadside bomb, but do not just get me into an exam room. That might sound a little bit funny, but it is true.
Lubna, it does not sound funny. It just sounds amazing. Lubna Naji, have a great year.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you and to all of your listeners. Thank you.